In this bulletin, regional New South Wales on high alert after a coronavirus-infected man travelled through. United States President Donald Trump urges Republicans to vote in crucial US Senate runoffs. And hotel quarantine systems secured in anticipation of next month's ATP Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Regional New South Wales is on alert after a coronavirus-infected man travelled thousands of kilometres through the state. New South Wales has recorded four locally acquired coronavirus cases today, three of which are linked to the Barala cluster and one household contact of the Croydon outbreak who is in isolation. An 18-year-old man from Barala is revealed to have visited the regional towns of Orange, Ningen and Broken Hill. Thousands of Victorians remain stranded in New South Wales after Victoria shut its borders to the state on Friday night. More than 2,300 applications have been made for exemptions to cross the border, with only 175 processed on Sunday. Victoria has reported four locally acquired coronavirus infections today, taking the total number of active cases to 38. Western Australia has recorded one new case of coronavirus and three people infected with a new UK variant of the virus in hotel quarantine. The British variant of COVID-19 is believed to be up to 70% more infectious than the original and has forced England into lockdown. Australia has so far identified five cases of the strain in arrivals, including two in New South Wales, two in Victoria and one in South Australia. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says the cases are being managed carefully.
They're having mass deaths across Britain, and that's a terrible situation. But the fact now is we have three of these cases in our hotel quarantine. We're obviously managing those cases, and our hotel quarantine system has proven effective at preventing the spread of the virus.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is awaiting further details on bail conditions this week after his planned extradition to the United States was blocked by a British judge. Judge Vanessa Barrister says there is a risk the 49-year-old will take his own life if he's imprisoned in the US for espionage charges. The United States Department of Justice says they are seeking to appeal the decision, which they must do within 14 days. Labor's Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says Australia should speak up.
A British judge has shown mercy to Mr. Assange. The Morrison government can do the same and urge the US government to bring this to an end now.
United States President Donald Trump is urging Republican voters in North Georgia to vote in Tuesday's special election that will determine which party controls the Senate. Mr. Trump also repeated the false assertion that he won the presidential race in Georgia while speaking at the rally in Dalton. The president is campaigning for Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, while President-elect Joe Biden campaigned for Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock earlier in the day.
The stakes of this election could not be higher. Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
To sport now, and in the tennis, Victorian health officials are working to secure effective hotel quarantine programs for those competing in next month's ATP Cup. A dozen countries will compete in the men's team tournament from February the 1st until February the 5th, with Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal headlining the field. Due to COVID-19, this year's entire tournament will take place at Melbourne Park alongside two WTA 500 and two ATP 250 events the week before the Australian Open. Victoria's Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says new sites have been secured for hotel quarantine.
The Western was secured in conjunction with Tennis Australia, and what happens is that we then do a full infection prevention and control system. In this case, we were absolutely confident in the design of the buildings. They are separate. The residents are completely separate. It's sort of like having, as if you're the building next door to the hotel. We were confident in any of the health issues.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 37. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25. Melbourne, a possible early morning shower, 20 degrees. Hobart, afternoon shower or two, 20. Canberra, a shower or two and 23. Wollongong, much the same, 23 again. Sydney, shower or two, 25. Newcastle, much the same, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 degrees. Cairns, showers, possible storm, 32. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.